This is Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids with Father Alexis Corey. We're glad you're with us for this journey.
Welcome. I'm Father Alexis, and we are going to be reading through the Bible together. And I've got some friends that will be helping us. So let's get started.
Episode 97, everyone. Here we are at Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids in our Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids studio. And we have Thomas reading for us. We're in Matthew's Gospel. Hey, Thomas, what's our chapter?
Matthew chapter 20.
And our verses?
Verses 17 through 19.
Fantastic. Let's get started.
Now Jesus, going up to Jerusalem, took the 12 disciples aside on the road and said to them, "Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and to the scribes, and they will condemn him to death, and deliver him to the Gentiles to mock and to scourge and to crucify, and the third day he will rise again."
Thanks for reading, Thomas. This is now the third time that Jesus is telling his disciples that he was going to die by crucifixion, and then that he'll rise on the third day. He said it back in chapter 16, and then again in chapter 17. We call the day that Jesus is crucified Holy Friday, and we call the day that Jesus rises from the dead Pascha, or the resurrection. And some people call it Easter. Now, maybe Jesus tells them about his death and resurrection so many times so that when it happens, they will remember it in a stronger way. And the church does this too. Every Sunday at Divine Liturgy, we sing about Jesus' resurrection and remind ourselves of all the things that Jesus did to teach us and to save us. When you're at church on Sunday, listen for the hymns of the resurrection. The more we hear it, the better we will understand it. So thanks, Thomas, for reading today. I'm Father Alexis, and remember, Christ is in our midst.
He is and ever shall be.
You've been listening to Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids with Father Alexis Corey. You can always find us at dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. That's dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.